Like we said, tomorrow at 3:30, it's going to be Tech hosting Virginia Tech, and the voice of the Jackets, Andy Demetra, joining us right now on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. And Andy, we say this in all seriousness, there's a winning streak on the line for Georgia Tech tomorrow. They've won three straight against the Hokies.
Yeah, they have. And, you know, last year in Blacksburg, they flat out humiliated the Hokies. The good news for Virginia Tech, they no longer have to face Paul Johnson because for whatever reason, he just had them tied up into knots. Bud Foster, the longtime DC of Virginia Tech, even said that to the Virginia Tech media this week. He said, "I might have been the first person to call Paul Johnson and congratulate him on his retirement." But this is also a Georgia Tech team that had a season high in yards per play versus Virginia. They're trending in the right direction. They're facing the Hokies team that's red hot. They've won four of their last five. And that lone loss was in the last minute on the road to Notre Dame. So should be a really good atmosphere and a really good game, I think, tomorrow at 3:30.
And this is going to be the last time that Bud Foster sees Georgia Tech as well.
That's right, yeah. You know, there's been a lot of discussion about whether his credentials should earn him induction into the College Football Hall of Fame. They've never inducted an assistant coach, somebody who's never been a head coach, into the College Football Hall. And, you know, with Bud Foster retiring, there's been this groundswell of thought that, you know, maybe we ought to open the doors to somebody like him for what he's meant to the game. And he's certainly meant something to Jeff Collins. He alluded to this at his press conference on Tuesday, that when Jeff was a young defensive coach, he would go and visit Bud Foster and try to soak up the wisdom that he had over these three decades now, nearly as Virginia Tech defensive coordinator. But the task at hand is this, guys. Virginia Tech is playing much better. They throttled Wake Forest, which, aside from Clemson, might have the most high-powered offense in the ACC. They held them last Saturday to a season-low in points, season-low in yards. They're finding their footing, but you can also argue that Georgia Tech is starting to find its footing offensively, so it'll make for an interesting collision tomorrow.
Andy, I don't know if you know, we have Joe Hamilton in studio. Joe, let's ask, when you got ready for a Virginia Tech defense, what was that week? Was it ever different because of what Bud Foster could do?
Well, yes. I never got a chance to prepare for him while he was a coach and I was playing, but I also was on the staff with Coach Johnson, mm-hmm. and then preparing different techniques, disguising, sending guys from everywhere. You must have a quarterback that can diagnose who's alive and who's down. It's just confusion. What you saw the previous week, you bet your bottom dollar that you're not going to see the week you play them.
And there's all kinds of sidebars, Andy, to this game, too. When you talk about James Graham, he committed to Virginia Tech, albeit not as a quarterback, but he was an early commit before he was convinced to come to Georgia Tech by Paul Johnson.
Absolutely, yeah. He committed to Virginia Tech. One of his teammates at Fitzgerald High, Lasitas Smith, is a starting offensive lineman for the Hokies. But he committed more so as an athlete. And it was vague what position he ultimately would play there. But Georgia Tech gave him a shot at quarterback. And I talked with James this week, not only for our TV show, but also for the pregame show. You'll hear that interview tomorrow about how much that registered in his mind as he prepares for Virginia Tech this week. But you can't deny this. He looked hands down his best of the season against a Virginia team that had a very formidable, well-regarded defense. He was in rhythm. He was making the right reads. Joe, you can speak to this. He looked very comfortable throwing on the run, stretching out the field. And it wasn't just the accuracy of his throws, but it was the variety of throws that he made and the variety of routes on which he was able to connect with his receivers that really made it an impressive day. I think what will be a big key tomorrow is with that Bud Foster defense and the way they try to jam up the line, if Tech can take the top off that Virginia Tech defense with some deep balls, it'll completely change the shape of what they want to do up front in that front seven. And so James's ability to really heave it downfield to guys like Amarion Brown, Adonikis Sanders, Joe, you know him, North Charleston, South Carolina.
Yes.
Just the ability to stretch it out down the seams and down the sidelines. And James has shown that ability. If he can accomplish that versus Virginia Tech, I think it'll go a long way towards defanging that Virginia Tech defense tomorrow.
I totally agree with you, Andy. Can you talk to me briefly about the health of Lucas Johnson and the coaching staff? They talked about it. Coach Patino talked about it 2 weeks ago about trying to get some reps for Jordan Yates, and he's earned a little bit of it. And just because James has been playing so well, I don't think any opportunity out there. What has been said about him trying to get that, you know, three games left, a little bit of time as far as game time action?
Sure, and he falls, still falls within the redshirt rule. He's only appeared in one game, so if they want to use him over these next three games, they want to use him over all three of these games. It wouldn't count towards burning his redshirt. Now, Lucas Johnson is still above the line. He did dress out versus Virginia, which therefore means he's available. So I don't expect that to change. But, you know, I've been fortunate to watch practice throughout this season and see the development of Jordan Yates. And he's going to be a fun guy to watch. His ability to change arm angles, to get outside the pocket. He's got a good deep ball, and he's learning well under the tutelage of guys like James Graham and Lucas Johnson, the veterans in that quarterback's room. So I don't know what that means for tomorrow or for the remaining games of this homestand, whether you'd see Jordan Yates. I mean, let's be honest, James Graham has been playing really well, and there's no reason why they would just take him out to take him out. But Lucas is still dressed. He's still available. And certainly if they need to utilize him, that's certainly an option for Jeff and the Georgia Tech coaches.
All right, Andy, looking forward to the conversation that you're going to have with James Graham during the pregame show and also 3:30 kickoff. The Hokies are in town. You can hear it all right here on The Fan. Thanks, Andy.
No problem. And by the way, ask Joe Hamilton about that Hokie from Alvin, South Carolina, that he knows well, Pearson Priolu. Right, Joe? Am I right on that?
First cousin. Yes, sir. I would see him this weekend on the flats. Yes.
So are you torn going into this game, Joe?
Oh, no way.
Yeah,
no, not torn at all. All Yellow Jackets.